I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
May nakwento ko, nakwento ko kay Julia nung ano, yung angkas incident. sa jowa mo ngayon. Tapos ang sabi ko, dadaanan ka namin po yun. Tapos sabi ko, nagkakantay ako ng car. Tapos nagulat ako naka-angkas ka. Sabi ko, ba't yung yakap ni Atina yung angkas driver?
Hello, Magbay! This is Yudes!
And Athena here!
And Julia! Ay,
napakilala mo. Pahala na, napakilala mo na eh.
Okay.
And y'all, Good answers! Ayan, mga Magbay. May narinig nyo ba yun? Kasi ako narinig ko yun eh.
Parang may multo ata dito sa, ano, sa bahay natin.
So, yun, Magbay. First of all, no, gusto muna namin mag-sorry kasi medyo matagal-tagal din kami nawala. Dahil,
hindi, kasi ano, sorry guys. Alam naman namin na inconsistent kami. Pero, like, masasisi nyo ba kami? Sino ba naman kami? Gaslighter!
Yes, mga kapitbahay, totoo yun, no? Gaslighter kami. Charot! Ay, ne, totoo yun, mga kapitbahay, na for the past few weeks, we've been really busy, no? I think this is not a secret naman. I think it's been a very big transition for Kudazzers for the past few months because for many things, no? In terms of work, in terms of personal life. Kaya, umaamin na kami, sobrang hina ng kalaban. kaya, kumuha na rin kami ng backup, no? Kaya, kung kanina narinig niyo yung multo na boses, no? Isa siya sa mga naging backup namin. Isa siya sa backup namin, no? So, my please welcome ang bagong tambay ng Kudazzers, ng Barangay Kudazzers, at panibagong tropa, dagdag tropa ng barangay. Si Julia Isidro. Hello, Jay Zidro in the house.
Hi.
Ano ba yan?
I'm very shy naman.
Nakakainis.
Introduce yourself. What do you do?
Palamunin. Char! Ayun.
No, guys. She's a singer, songwriter, producer, producing, theater actress, theater personnel. Ang dami yung ginagawa.
Yay! Ako lang to. Huwag naman ganyan. Kikiligin ako.
Sige, Julia. Tell us a little bit about yourself para makilala ka naman ng mga kapitbahay, no?
Well, you know, I'm Julia. Tapos, just living life the way it is. Wala naman masyadong bago, wala naman masyadong interesting sa akin. Pero, madaldal ako. So, hi.
Introduce mo naman yung Spotify keme mo, babe.
Ayan! So, tutulong dito naman kayo sa Spotify and everywhere and all the platforms. You can stream my songs. JZI, Josie, JZ, kahit ano man basa niyo dyan, sabi niya spelling niya JZI.
So mga kapitbahay, just in case you don't know, no? Of course you don't know kasi first time niya nakilala si Julia. Si Julia ay isa sa mga naging katrabaho namin at naging nakasama namin, no, sa pangapanaw ng pagka-teatro namin. And recently, nag-chichikahan kami para sabi, guys, alam mo, magaling na tayo. Hindi na wala ng bata sa atin. hindi na namin kaya mga K-pop. The other day,
true, kasi parang ano ako, fake Gen Z na ako eh. Kasi ano na ako eh. Alam mo yun?
Domesticated Gen Z ka na gago.
Oo, you know, I'm wifed up. hindi na ako pumipick Gen Z.
Oo, kasi the other day mga kapitbahay, gusto lang namin i-share. Sobrang lost namin sa Bondi.
Like, oh my God! Bobo ko, paano ba mag-decorate ng house doon? Oh my gosh!
Actually, more than so, sa pag-decorate ng house, hindi ko nag-gets kung para saan siya. Diba? Parang, pero, no offense sa Bundy, no? Pero, yun yung nag-guess kasi may messenger features din siya. Tapos parang, shit, ang ina, may messenger now, may Viber now, may WhatsApp now, may Twitter now. So, magbabundy pa ako. Ang dami ko na naman kailangan i-update. So, sabi namin, guys, we need backup na. Hindi na natin kaya ang panahon. Napag-iiwanan na tayo.
Tama.
Magtawag na tayo. Yeah, mga heartbye. Alam niyo kung if you were following me on Facebook or Twitter, no? Or even Instagram, makikita niyo nagkaroon ako ng blonde ambition face. Kung gusto niyo malaman kung saan ko nakuha yung...
Hindi nagtagal. Akala ko magtatagal yun.
Bakit sa budget choice ibang mo?
Ano, ang hirap kasi yan, no? Alagaan. Ang mabang bilis sumaba ng buhok ko. Tapos super dry na ng hair ko.
True.
So parang gusto ko lang siyang alam mo yun, bumalik sa dati. Kung nagtataka kayo sa ano kayang sumapi kay Kuya Yudes, no? It's Julia, mga kapitbahay. Si Julia talaga yun.
It's me. It's the influence. Gen Z ka na. For a time lang.
So, magaling mang influence yan si Julia. Alam mo yun, mga kapitbahay. Siya rin nagsabi sa akin bumili ng bagong Infinity Relix. Diba? Relix sponsor us. So parang naglalakad lang kami noon sa mall. Tapos sabi niya, bilhin mo yan kuya, super ganda. Sabi ko, hindi ko kailangan. 5 minutes later, nagbabayad na ako sa Relix.
Hindi influence yun, budol.
Hindi, influence yun kasi I never thought of buying another until sinabi mo. So, watch out mga kapitbahay sa ating influencerization by Julia Isidro. Ayun mga kapitbahay, sana bigyan nyo siya ng warm reception no sa ating mga sa ating mga susunod na episode. Susulpot-sulpot si Julia every now and then okay, when the schedule allows. Habang hinihintay natin ng ang recovery time ni Ina tsaka ni Sari. You are both taking their time still to recover and take care of their personal lives. Sari's now is in a transition for work and for her work, no? So we'll allow and for Natalie as well, di ba? Siyempre si Miss Natalie Graywall nasa America ngayon at may mga family affairs and gathering na kailangan attend that. So sino ba naman kami para pigilan ang kanyang family affair, di ba?
Nakakatawa yung family affair.
Diba? Kasi siya nung last na chinik
yung story niya. Kasi she's wifed up na. Kaso, ano naman.
Yeah. So, sino ba naman kami?
Hindi naman kami part ng Graywall family.
Have fun with your, have fun meeting so many people there. Okay? Sige. So for today's episode, no, dahil matagal kaming nawala, mag-ano muna tayo, mag-uusap ang puso. Kasi yan yung gusto niya eh. Sarap. Mag-uusap ang puso tayo in time for February, because February is, we all know it's Valentine's month and a lot of things are always happening during time for Valentine's. And of course, January just happened. I think I don't know about you guys, pero parang ito yung pinakamatagal na January na naranasan ko.
Tama, parang 3 months yung January, ang daming nangyari. Tapos parang hindi pa din tapos, wala pa din yung sweldo ko. Parang alam mo yun.
Parang ang tagal niya, pero hindi ko maalala yung mga ginawa ko the past few weeks. Ganun yung pakiramdam ko this January. Kung tinanong mo ako, kaya may mga highlights, no? Nag-event kami and stuff like that. Pero paano kami imabot? Hindi ko alam. Ganun yung feeling niya.
Tapos sana all, di ba? Walang masyadong naaalala. Kasi parang yung sa akin, yung January ko, parang tapos na yung 2023 ko. Pero nasisimula pa lang. Nakaloka.
Mama, ako din, nakakaloka. Kasi parang feeling ko, yung New Year's Eve was so long ago na. Parang ako, ay,
totoo.
Wala, last month lang, ay, wala pang 45 days.
True.
Diba?
Kaloka.
Parang tagal ko na since ang galing ako sa Balas. Anyway, pero yeah, nung nagchichikahan kami, when we were talking about, ano kayong magandang pag-usapan, tapos nabanggit ni Athena na, for some strange reason, it's breakup season, no? Parang ang dami niyang nakita nag-breakup, ang dami rin nag-message sa kanya, humingi ng tulong or asking for advice, comfort. Sa circle ko rin, no, may mga na nag-message din sa akin na huwag kata yung nangyari. Kung di man breakup, parang the relationship is on the rocks. How about you, Julia? Parang is this something that you experienced then within your
Actually, super dami nga. And the funny thing is, yung mga naghihiwalay is yung mga hindi mo nag-expect na maghihiwalay.
True.
So, very gulatan talaga na talagang broken sila after their happy relationships. And bakit nga ba nangyayari yun?
I think it's part of it is the new year. And this is just my assessment. I think part of it is the new year because it kind of puts things into perspective. For better or worse, it kind of puts things into perspective. And I think some of the things that gets reevaluated whenever the new year comes is, of course, yung career, yung personal life, and then your relationships, no? And maybe for some people na nung dumating yung new year, parang, is this a relationship that I want to keep? Is this a relationship that I want to keep pursuing moving forward, no? Because that's, I don't know, it's, I guess that's just parang part of the pressures of the, no, of the new year. If that makes sense, parang you really want to evaluate what are the things that are important to you and what are the things you're bringing forward in 2023, and then leave those things at 2022 and before 2022.
No? Alam mo yung ako naman dyan, kung bakit kaya siguro nangyayari is, you know, hindi kasi lahat ng tao privilege or like lahat ng couples privileged to spend time with each other during the holidays.
Yeah.
So there's a huge gap na hindi kayo nagkikita, there's space, hindi kayo...
That makes sense. That
yun,
makes
hindi kayo
sense.
Nagde-date masyado kasi you're spending time with your family. And so when there's space, nakikita mo yung individual self mo and then parang na-evaluate mo na, ah, parang life is good. Parang,
life is
parang,
better.
Oo, tapos parang na-realize mo, there's so much freedom outside of this relationship. Which, I mean, if ganun yung na-realize mo, I think it's good na nag-break nga kayo if you feel trapped sa relationship nyo. But, you know, we can, pwede nating mas i-expand yung idea about that later on sa kudana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that's, like, it's a very simple take, pero I think yun talaga yung feeling ko na-affect yung relationship. Bakit during this season, during after the holidays or during the holidays, it's very rocky for the relationships. Kahit gano pa man kayo katagal, I think it's because you're spending time apart.
Sige,
literal na talaga yung new year, new me.
Yeah, for better or worse, that's what happens. No? Okay, sige. So today we're talking about breakups. No? Siguro let's start with something basic. How are you guys during a breakup? How would you describe yourself during breakups?
Sucks. Ako personally, well, na-outgrow ko na yung pagiging manic girl ko na magwawala talaga ako. Tapos nagpo-post ako sa social media na, I'm so broken.
Really?
I'm so hurt.
Really?
Oh my God, I went through that phase too.
Yung karinig na parang sobrang broken ko. Tapos yung mga quotes na sinishare mo sa Twitter or sa Facebook, yung napakasakit naman mag-isa. Kaya ko naman pala mag-isa. Ganyan-ganyan. Drama. Pero eventually, since na-outgrow ko naman siya, thank God, na-outgrow ko na siya, it's a very quiet process na parang self-reflection siya, basically, na iniisip mo kung tama ba yung mga decision mo and everything like that. And it's more comfortable now sharing it with just a smaller circle than being an issue online.
I guess that comes part and parcel with being young, no? Na parang, especially if it's your first breakup, kind of make a spectacle out of it, whether you like it or not. But because of, I don't know, because of age, hormones, or whatever. But you really want people on your side. That happens, no? So I understand that. So ikaw, Tina, ano, what do you call this? You've been like that when you were young.
Yes, naalala ko. I tend to overshare before because, you know, when you're young, your life revolves around social media. You know, and you think you're friends with everybody you follow. So like, lahat ng mutuals sa social media, you think would understand your situation and you think they won't judge you. And then you're very young, you're very stupid, you know, and you overshare like parang, meron pa akong tinit dati na parang, niloko mo ako, mas pinili mo yung best friend mo kaysa sa akin.
So ayun, grabe.
Nabukasan pinag-usapan nila sa classroom. So parang, I like the attention that it gave me when I was young. Pero the more breakups that I experienced, kasi ang dami na kasi within one relationship, ang dami kong breakup. Tapos another relationship, tapos ang dami pang relationship.
For better or worse, Athena, I was there through all your breakups.
Tapos, I think now, how I handle breakups is so much better, but still, I have some things that I need to work on pa din. Sa social media, I have to like really
Just stop yourself.
I really have to stop myself na mag-post ng whole pictures sa Instagram. I mean, it makes me feel better. Pero, you know, after kasi, pag, alam mo yun, pag dumating ka na sa stage na you're very sad, parang di-disgust ka sa sarili mo. Why did I do that for attention?
Ganun. Para ano yung gusto kong, pinapatunayan ko dito?
Oh, parang ang cringy. Oh. Yan pala, hindi disgust. Ang cringy lang na, I mean, part of life. Pero nakikringy yan ako. Pagka nakikita ko yung sarili ko na nagpapapansin ako, ang papampamote. Parang ganun ko. Tapos parang, hindi ka babalikan yan pag nag-post ka ng boobs, be. So parang, I think now, how I would handle the breakup, I would want it to be peaceful and like with myself, you know. Pero there's not a peaceful breakup because it's very sad and it's very devastating.
It's always shattering one way or another because
you know, kahit you're very prepared about it, it's there's no preparing
even
for
if
the
you know that it was time. No, it, even if you knew it was time.
Tsaka, and of course, you feel like you deserve more, better. Parang alam mo na hindi para sa'yo yung taon to, but still, you have to give yourself time to grieve that relationship. Kasi, you spent time
because
with
at one point, you did love each other. No?
Yes.
You had deep feelings for each other. I suppose, and this has been consistent, ako yung during breakups, I'm the type na people have to remind me I have to grieve.
Oh, yeah.
Parang, naging success si Athena dito, no? Parang whenever something, you know, whenever I go through a rocky whatever, you would say na, kuya, kamusta ka? Naiiyak mo na ba? Or whatever. And that's always been consistent. When I broke up, we were doing a production there, Julia. And nobody knew about it until, well, of course, nobody knew outside the circle, no? Pero because people assume that they would know because it's going to be something very public because magkakalaban na eh. Maliit yung circles natin eh. But that's, I never really talked about it. It was only, I think, 2 years later that people really started, oh shit, break up na kayo. Yeah, sabi ko, yeah, it happened. I think it's been like, it's always been like that. I think it only follows because during the relationship, hindi rin naman ako mag-post about it. It's not that kinakaya ako, no? It's not just my style. So, I guess that's kind of my problem because I don't talk about it. I rarely talk about it. Or if I do talk about it, I usually just brush on things, no? It's not a whole, so I don't go through a whole lengthy diatribe about it. Na parang ganito kasi nangyari keme chuchu. But, you know, that's how I dealt with it. But I like to think, you know, over the years, you know, as I moved from one relationship to the other, it became a little more graceful each time. But if there's one thing that's consistent is I have to be constantly reminded that I have to process it, you know. Which is funny because that's usually my role in other relationships. That's usually my role pag ibang tayo nang nakikipag-break, no? Pero yeah, yun yung sa akin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so what do you do, no? We've already told how we are during breakups. So when your friend breaks up with their partners, ano usually nagiging role ninyo? What do you prepare? Kayo ba yung tagayaya, taga-instiga ng inom? Kayo ba yung friend na hinahayaan niyo muna? Ano, what's your process on how you deal with breakups?
Personally, inaantay ko kasi as people nga go through breakups differently. Pero ang consistent dyan, ako yung mag-aaya ng inom, syempre. Makawala yun. Kasi feeling ko, yun yung time lang nila na hindi sila nagpre-pretend na masaya sila or they're dealing it with it well. So other than that, ang parang part din siya ng breakup process ko na I share with other people is gumagawa ko ng playlist, malungkot, very sawi. So parang pag narinig nila, kasi songs hit differently talaga. So when you listen to them, parang makes you realize things and ano na pag mag-isa ka tapos pinatitinggan mo, you could cry all you want and you feel like some other person's really going through the same emotions as you are. So, ayun, that's how I deal with it na parang, okay, it's already known na you make a safe space for other people, but it's just ensuring other people na it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay na iiyak mo siya. No one will judge you for that. Kasi nasaktan ka eh. Hindi naman shock yun na nasaktan ka. And it's a normal thing that happens. It's unfortunate na nakikipag-iwala yung mga tao, nagbe-break up sila. Pero it's normal that you'd really meet some wrong people along the way. And yun, it's just really making sure na, yun nga, it's parang how people deal with you, kuya, na reminding them na it's okay to be vulnerable sometimes. And sometimes you don't have to go through the breakup alone. I mean, sa inyong dalawa yan. Pero you have other people to deal with that.
How about you, Tina?
Ako, I basically become a mom na parang I give advice. Mm-hmm. Like parang, kasi people tend, or like my friends tend to open up to me while yung before pa mag-breakup, yung the mess. So like, yung parang nagtotrauma dump sa akin na parang what do you, parang ano yung nangyayari sa relationship nila, ano yung problems nila, what stemmed the breakup. So like, I know all the details, which, which is, you know, sometimes way heavily on my shoulders as well. Mm-hmm. But since I'm not the person who is experiencing that breakup, as much as possible, I want to be there for them. Like, what do you need? Do you want me to be sunduin kita? Kasi diba, mag-break kayo, pupunta ka sa bahay niya or magkikita kayo somewhere, sunduin kita? Like, puntahan kita, labas tayo, punta tayo ng mall, no? Dahing sine, kain tayo, mag-coffee, mag-aral tayo outside, work tayo outside, parang mga ganun.
Na, alam mo, it's funny kasi parang yung polar opposite ni Julia.
Yeah.
Kasi, kalimbawa, God forbid na mag-break, na may makipag-break ako, no? Kung gusto kong pumarty, kay Julia ako pupunta. Pero kung gusto ko lang matulog sa bahay ng ibang tao, sa'yo ako pupunta.
Yeah. I open my doors, especially to sa mga friends ko who are dealing with this stuff na, you know, that they don't have to go through this alone na parang, and I don't want to make them feel like nababurden nila ako. Kasi, yun yung mga iisip mo eh. Like, I don't want to be a burden to someone just because I'm dealing with these heavy things. But these things are really heavy. Yung parang, ang gusto ko lang iparating is parang, you don't have to go through this thing alone. Kasi, I mean, you have to go through it. Talaga eh. Kasi there's no way out of it but through it. You know, hindi mo malalampasan yon unless you go through all of that feelings.
Ganda na. So, there's no way out of it but through it.
Kasi parang kailangan mo talaga siyang maramdaman. Like, di mo siya pwede takbuhan. Kasi pag tinakbuhan mo siya, coping mechanism, you're never gonna get over it, you know? You're just gonna get stuck and you will feel miserable for a very long time, which I understand. Kasi ang hirap din naman tanggapin na, kasi pag tinanggap mo na nag-break kayo, it becomes really real. And,
And I think parang when you accept the breakup, parang all these voices in your head will come to you that, you know, will exacerbate yung nararamdaman mo. Ang magiging endpoint ng mga bosses na yun is you're unlovable or you push people away.
Yeah.
And I understand yung mga ganang impulse natin. Because, you know, Before Sunset, I think everything that we do is an attempt to be a little bit more loved.
Mm-mm.
In the end. Parang, Why do we wake up early? Why do we make all the effort? It's for people to like us. It's for people to love us. Even just a little bit. About. Yeah. If what I'm doing is not making me love, it probably means that I'm pushing them away. Or if all the things that I'm doing are not making me love, it probably means I'm unlovable. You know, it's an easy pit to slide in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Eh, kasi we're also our biggest critics. So,
yeah.
If wala kang masisi na iba, you tend na ang isisisi mo, sisisihin mo ay yung self mo. Kasi, you know, kasi ikaw yung mas nakakakilala sa self mo. So, parang ang nakikita mo lang is yung bad traits mo, hindi yung traits mo. So, lalo na if you're dealing with superlative feelings, di ba? Mas ang mararamdaman mo sa sarili mo, because you feel bad, you will also critic yourself pretty badly. Kahit you're...
In the worst of ways na parang... And if there's no one there to pull you out of it,
mag-spiral down ka lang, mag-spiral down.
It's madaling masanay sa ganung ano, sa madaling ma-acquire yung mga habits na yun, madali siyang masanay at mahirap siyang bitawan.
Yes. So I comfort my friend by being present and also, ano, magbigay ng advice. Kahit, syempre, hindi naman enough yung advice ko, but it might help. Puts some things into perspective na parang maparealize ko man lang or parang kahit may gawin man siyang maling decision. Because during a breakup, you will have to deal with all those bad decisions. Like, ang dami mong decisions na imi-make. Balikan mo pa ba? If like, may kipagkita ka ba for closure? Mga gano'n. Mga gano'n. Kukunin ko ba yung mga gamit ko sa bahay niya? Mga gano'n. So you really have to, parang ako, I want to be there for them as well para mapakita na there's so much better na parang mga situation beyond sa, especially if I know that if that person is like really in a toxic relationship. So like,
toxic relationship.
Ikaw, Kuya Yudes.
Usually, it's two things, no? Yung nagiging role ko sa... Actually, three things, no? But often, ang role ko is I'm the one that they go to when they need the better pill.
Yeah.
Na parang, sasabihin niya, kasalanan ko ba? Gaganan sila. Because usually, no, during a breakup, the tendency almost is we affirm yung mga sinasabi ng tao na who's going, the grieving person, na parang, kasi gato siya, gato keme, chuchu, I did everything, oh girl, you really did everything. But, you know, once after that conversation is all over, and this usually happens after a while during the breakup, na maybe it's a few weeks in, or a couple of days after nung breakdown, and they would usually come to me and parang, okay, I'm ready for it. Usually, ganun yung nangyayari na. And I'll be the one to say na, well, of course, hindi ko naman sinasabi. Kasalanan mo, keme, chuchu. It's not that. But I'd be the one to say na, well, in the spirit of fairness, ito yung mga nangyayari, no? The way I see it. I don't know, doon ako thankful sometimes dun sa tawag na nung mentor ko sa event, yung gift of gab. Yung powers of talak ko or yung powers of words ko minsan. Yung skill ko with that is to, I'm able to tell them yung mga faults nila. I guess without necessarily offending them. No? Parang, before we go through, parang, okay, parang, this is not a criticism on you, no? It's these are just observations, no? As I was piecing together yung mga kwento nito. And this is how I see how it went down and how it broke down. Number two, I'm usually the person wherein sa akin nila sinasabi yung unfiltered judgment nila of things. But this goes to a different species na nakikipag-break, no? May different types of persons na nakikipag-breakup. There's the very theatrical breakup. And then there are those, the very diplomatic yung breakup nila. No, it was a keme, you know, it was a mutual decision. We were okay. Everything is hurting. Alam mo ba, ma-PR na breakup, no? And usually, after the PR, ako yung tatawagan nila na, girl, kasi ganito talaga yun eh. Tapos doon nila ikapwento sa akin because they know or they feel that, you know, whatever they tell me is, it's not something that I would judge. Which is true naman, no? Na parang, sige lang, parang say all the cancelable things that you want to say. it's not mm-hmm. going to faze me because I know this is a necessity for you and you don't have to explain to me na ano kasi ano siya keme kasi siya ganyan siya kasi ganito yung pinaganto keme. These are things that are okay to say in 2010, but not in 2020.
yeah, I guess.
But at the end of the day, I think in any breakup, naman, we always try to fulfill what one role or another. So, this is a question. During your breakup, what advice pulled you out of it? Nahirapan sila.
wala ako. Ang dami na kasing na-advise sa akin eh.
At least, ano yung pinaka-tumatak sa'yo that kind of help you with the process of moving on?
Siguro for me, it's accepting na may pagkakamali ka din. Kasi it's one thing to stay in your bubble and isisi sa ibang tao yung lahat ng pagkakamali ng breakup na parang siya kasi ganito, siya ganyan. Pero one thing that would pull you back to reality is really knowing na the relationship wasn't perfect. And yung relationship na yun, dalawa lang kayo. So, if it wasn't perfect, it's not one-sided na isang tao lang yung nagkakamali. So, mas madali siya tanggapin na maybe it really didn't work out the way you planned it to happen or kung ano yung mga plano nyo together, it wasn't really meant to happen. It's because not only nagkamali yung isa, but nagkamali ka rin. And that's something na maalala mo to fix yourself for the next person or for the right time. You don't really know eh. So, it's pulling you back into reality na you're not perfect as well or you're not yet in that phase of your life where you're ready to settle down and this will be something that you'd have forever. It's just reminding you na...
This is very specific to your breakup, no? I don't know what I'm going to say to Julia, but plan is she would have babies with her ex.
Yeah, 25, 27. At 25, ikakasal na ako. At 27, may anak na kami. At gantong age. As in, everything's been set already. Yung family niya, nag-iipon na for our wedding. At in, tatag na, okay na siya sa family ko, okay na sa kanya. Parang ganun. Ganun yung context ng last relationship ko. Ngayon, as nabanggit nga kanina, ang PR statement ko, it's a mutual decision. It's a mutual decision.
Narrator voice, at hindi siya mutual decision.
Kasi ako yung nagsabi na, ako yung nag-initiate na, I think we need time for ourselves na later on
grow outside of the relationship.
Yeah. Na kasi syempre iba na yung bubble nyo pag nasa relationship kayo na everything's already setting yourselves for the future, ito na yung plans nyo together.
Especially kag-graduate ninyo.
Yeah.
Ang hirap mag-set ng ganun eh.
Mm-hmm. Na parang late ko siya na-realize na parang shocks. I mean, hindi naman kasalanan na mag-expect ng best out of the relationship. Kasi that's how it should be. But, mas masakit siya pag naghiwalay kayo na parang, ito yung mga plano ko. Yeah. 24 na ako, hindi pa ako ikakasal. Ganon. Parang ganon siya. Pero, yun nga.
Surprised na ganon yung naging plan mo, Julia. Because, you know, when you were younger, no, you were 18, 19.
Actually, ako, hindi ko in-expect na magpa-plan ka ng ganon.
You were always saying that no, single life, single blessedness, mother, pala. single blessedness, have fun, choo 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 choo, and then parang huh. Sometimes as cliche as it sounds, sometimes all of your long held principles can and will become challenged if it's with the right person, no?
Yeah, totoo yun. It's really what really helped me is realizing na it's not only one person's fault. Kasi merong thought at the back of your mind na parang pag isang tao lang may pagkakamali, siya lang kailangan mag-ayos sa buhay niya. Or the toxic trait na you can fix him.
Yeah!
So, yun yung medyo nagpo-pull back lagi eh, pag nasa breakup tapos kaya pa ayusin, ganyan-ganyan. What pulls you out is really acknowledging na hindi lang isang tao yung may pagkakamali. And that means it's an opportunity for the both of you to fix each other, not maybe para sa isa't isa, but for other people as well. So, self-improvement din siya. Doon na siya sa acceptance stage ng breakup or ng grieving.
Alam mo nga, parang naalala ko tuloy yung, ano, yung line sa KPM. So, guys, if for your for everyone's information, KPM is kung paano maghiwalay. It is one of the most beloved place in the local theater scenes. It's written by George de Jesus sometime around 2004, no? First version nito appeared dun sa blog. I wouldn't say first version, pero a version of the script appeared sa blog ni Sir George during that around 2005-2006. Blogspot pa yun. So anyway, it's 10 vignettes. So it's 10 scenes, no? Detailing different scenes of breakup. Different circumstances of breakup. And then, yung one of the scenes there, it's called Bakit. Because yun yung dahilan. Yun yung, ano, yun yung main thrust ng, ano, ng breakup. Bakit? And bakit kayo dapat tayo nag-breakup? And the reason is, walang dahilan. Nangyari lang talaga siya. No? One day you're in love and one day you're not. It happens, no? And one of the most painful lines there, parang, hindi pwede to sabihin mo sa akin ano nangyari kasi ang dami ko ng plano at kasama ka sa lahat ng yon.
Aray.
Diba? I think that's one of the painful parts of a relationship that's already plotted out.
Yeah.
Because you're not only saying goodbye to the person, but you're also saying goodbye to all the possibilities that you knew and you were preparing for it all. And it's really hard when that's the situation. Because it really throws you off balance because right now, you're going to have to make new plans.
Mm-hmm.
And if, in case you get into another relationship, now comes the doubt, na, should I make the same plans all over? Mm-hmm. Or is it something? Eh, diba? You parang nare-recalibrate yung ano mo, the way you maneuver relationships. Ikaw, Athena, what was an advice you received when you were going through your own breakup that helped you process your breakup?
Ako, feeling ko, yung processing ko kasi ng breakup, hindi kasi talaga ako tumatanggap ng advice. It's so weird for me. That's how I process my breakup. I process them alone. Hilang. Na gusto ko may kasama ko, pero ayokong magbibigay ka ng opinion.
Yeah.
Ayoko talaga nagbibigay sa akin na opinion kasi I'm a very stubborn bitch. Like parang what you will say, I probably know na. So parang don't say anything, just be there for me. So like most probably ang nakatulong sa akin is like sasamahan ako umiyak usually or mag-yossi break before.
And so it's like, not a matter.
And just checking up on me na parang parang kasi yung pag nag-check up on me, like naligo ka na ba? Kumain ka ba? Like parang it just puts into perspective how big the world is outside of the bubble.
Yeah.
Nasa relationship kayo. Kasi like there's a lot more people who will love you so much better than who you're with. Or like, you know, like, well, that's in my case kasi all of my exes, like parang siguro they loved me a little bit less. So like there's so many people who would love me a little bit better or like ang daming nagpakita sa akin na parang hindi ako mag-isa and like hindi ako, siguro that's why I'm also like that sa mga friends ko who are dealing with breakup kasi doon ako nasanay na ganun din yung iba kong friend sa akin.
Pag, you're ano, para kang meron ka ng medicine every time nagkakaroon ka ng sakit. And because you found that special medicine that worked for you.
I recommend it to everyone.
May allergy ako. Okay, nung ako may allergy, ito yung ininom ko. Itry mo, ganyan.
Tapos
may process ka. So, para kang med rep na, iinomin mo yan tatlong beses sa araw, ha? Pero kumain ka muna before, kaya may ganyan.
Ganon, oo. So, parang parang siyang recipe na parang tinutweak ko depending sa situation ng tao. siguro, yun, because naka-help sa akin yun before. So, ganun din ako mag-help sa mga friends ko. So, ang pinaka naka-help talaga, that's why when, like, pag sinasabi ko lagi sa nanay ko before, di ba, nag-away kami, sinabi ko sa nanay ko na they saved me more than how I expected them na to save me. Kasi like literal, I would not be here if it weren't for them. Kasi nga, I'm very, very stubborn. Like, so I wouldn't get out of that relationship unless something really bad happens or unless somebody pulls me out of that. Like physically, like parang umalis ka dyan, tangina mo.
In fairness, Athena, grabe. Para, I think a year ago, you had a very different opinion of your mom.
Yeah, it's very different right now.
Mm-hmm. Actually, same then kay Julia, but this was a few years back ago. You had a very different opinion of your mom. But as you grew, now you're growing older, you now also have a revised version. No? Speaking of moms, sa akin naman, and this is something I will never say to her. One of the advice, actually it's not an advice, no. It was one of the things that helped me got through my breakup was actually my mom, my biological mom, when she said, because she met one of my partners before. And then she said, I resented her for it at that time. But, you know, of course, when you have a complicated relationship with your mom or with your parents, anything that they say that is against what you want at the time, you will always take it. But, it will always be super effective. Mas masakit siya more than necessary.
Yeah.
Ang sabi niya, parang na-meet niya yung isang partner before and sabi niya, I don't like him for you. He's going to steal away your, he's going to steal away your shine. Parang something along that line yung sinabi niya. Mm-hmm. Parang sabi. And talaga nag-away kami nun. How could you say that? Parang sabi po, how would you say that? You haven't even met him. Nag-hi ka lang sa kanya. And yan yung opinion mo. How dare you? Lahat ng mga pinakilala mo sa akin, dahil tinanggap ko. Gets ko yung younger self ko. Bakit ko nasabi yun? But at the same time, parang huge. you're making mountains out of molehills. Na parang, but then, parang a few years later, I did realize that she was right, no? With that guy.
Yeah, it was maybe not instincts ng mom, eh.
Maybe not at the time, but eventually she was right, especially towards the end of the relationship where I felt like na after ng breakup na yun, I don't know kung sa'yo ka ba yun, Athena, na sabi na parang there was a moment where I was looking at the mirror and I no longer recognized the person that was looking back at me because in retrospect, I found out that I gave so much I revised so much part of myself in order to accommodate yung likes and dislikes niya that I was no longer the same person as I was. Parang sabi ko, wow, that does happen, you know. It's things you hear in movies and you always think that I'm now never going to be that person. I'm smarter than that bitch on the film.
Yeah.
And then it turns out you were not as smart. You were just foolish, if not more foolish than that person. So, that was the advice or that was something that made me jump out na, I think I need to revisit the relationship again in, the way I view it in my memories. And then she was right. And I will never say it in front of her, but she was right. No. And yeah, that from then on, I made at the point na in every relationship that I enter next now, it's not that I'm not willing to revise myself or I'm not willing to, make changes about myself, but I'm always keeping tabs now. Am I still the person that I am, or is changing this part of me going to fundamentally change me the way I know me before I entered the relationship? No. So yeah, that's it. That was the biggest advice that I got that helped me process everything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So now, I think mas manito, no? This would be more applicable for you guys. What's going to be your advice, no? Especially to the younger ones na siguro kaka-break or for those who are still who have yet to experience yung Valentine's love nila, no? Their Valentine's moment. Because it's something that we don't really have control on because it's cultural pressure, no? The way we built up Valentine's to be a very special day and not to be with someone during Valentine's Day, even if it's a casual thing, it's not a no-no, pero parang, talaga, you're spending Valentine's alone. What's going to be your advice for them?
Ako, ang pinaka nagustuhan kong advice, it's from Ate Ina. And it's from our other episodes then before. I think nasabi na to ni Ate Ina sa Koda. Which is, love is supposed to be easy. It isn't supposed to be hard. So if you're having a hard time during a relationship, it's probably not the right relationship for you. I mean, relationship is hard work, pero love isn't supposed to be that hard. Like, it's not supposed to be miserable. Yeah. It's not supposed to make you feel very, very sad and alone. It's supposed to make you feel loved peacefully and na, you know, na hindi mabigat yung loob mo. I think that's like one of the wonderful, most wonderful words I've heard na about love. Kasi like, I used to think na it's me and you against the world. Na yeah. I have that perspective na parang, oh, our love can conquer all. You know, it can conquer all, but it doesn't have to conquer cheating. It doesn't have to conquer manipulation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to, you know, like verbal abuse. You know, it doesn't have to be miserable. Just take it from your ate who has been there, through all of those. I mean, not all, but like probably most, pero, a person will love you so much and you will love this person so much and you can still have your own self with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important thing. Siguro, I think what helped me during also to think about love this way is because I also worked on myself continuously after every breakup I've been.
Yeah.
Kasi, sabi ko nga talaga, parang kasi diba yung mga friends ko ngayon, they've been dealing with a breakup recently. So parang ako talaga, dun ko talaga na-realize na parang if you didn't work on yourself, you're just gonna get into this pattern of attracting these people who will, you know, who will be at par kung kasi you deserve what you tolerate talaga. Kasi if you tolerate things, bad things to happen to you, like, I mean, it's so hard to get out of them. And I understand it all. Pero like, if you worked on yourself, like, kunyari, if you went through a breakup and you didn't jump into another relationship right away and you worked on yourself, you would see na it's okay and you will not feel very broken. Na parang you have to rebuild your whole life after a breakup. It doesn't have to be that way because you have your own life and you have this relationship life and it's very different from your own life. So if that relationship life will be left behind, you can still go forward with your own life. So I think yun yung mga advice ko sa iba, like parang work on yourself, truly like mag-nilay-nilay kayo, kausapin mo yung sarili mo na ano ba yung deserve mo or like at least like hanggang saan ba yung kakayanin mo sa relationship mo na yan. Kasi you cannot let everything pass you. Because if you did, you'll be losing a part of yourself that loves you.
And shout out sa kinain ni Athena kanina umaga because ang dami niyang baon today.
Sorry, kasi ano eh, I think ang dami ko na din napagdaanan. Siguro, I think the biggest growth for me is yung last breakup ko before my relationship now. I think, like, ang dami ko natutunan and ang dami kong na-realize in myself na, oh, I must be a problem too. That's why I'm attracting this man that, you know, hurts me. So like, maybe I should change the way that I see myself so that other people see me the way I should be seen. So,
alam mo, Ate Asha, Tina, kinakwento ko nga kay Julia kasi mga kapin pa in case na no secret na magkatrabaho kasi kami ni Julia, no? May mo nakwento ko kay Julia nung angkas incident. sa jowa mo ngayon. So, sabi ko, dadaanan ka namin kuya. Tapos sabi ko, nagkaantay ako ng car. Tapos gulit ako, nakaangkas ka. Sabi ko, ba't yung yakap ni Athena yung angkas driver?
Honestly, like parang hindi ko talaga in-expect na I would be this person who will be speaking these things. Because I'm a very immature person talaga. And I'm very stubborn. Mm. And like talagang hindi ako nakikinig sa kahit kanino. Pero I think super sampal. Pag may dadating sa'yo relationship, nasasampal talaga na realidad mo. Na parang, tangin na mo te. If you keep doing this to yourself, you will keep attracting these people to you. And then you will end up hurt every time. So like, yeah, I'm so much better now, and you can too, guys. Kayo din.
Nalaman niya na basta rider, sweet lover, ganyan.
Tama kayo, Jarn!
How about you, Julia? Ano yung magiging, thank you for that, Athena. Ikaw, ano magiging advice mo, Julia, for sa mga, ano, mga kapitbahay natin?
Siguro, it's your view of being single than it being sad. Is actually a good thing. Kasi it's so easy to get into a relationship, but it's so hard to get out of one. Once you're attached, once you're hurt, and once na lahat, naging vulnerable ka sa tao, it's easier to get into it than people think eh. But getting out of it is so hard. So don't rush getting into a relationship. Na parang don't think of being single as a sad thing na. I mean, it's good and hinahanap talaga ng tao na may kausap palagi or may kasama sa lahat ng bagay. But parang nasabi din kanina, it's you have to know who you are first, fully, before you get into a relationship. Kasi ang dami mo ka-compromise pag nasa relationship ka na.
It is. Whether you want it or not, compromises will happen. Even, it's something that you don't even notice.
Yeah, yun siya eh, na parang how you view things or even how you view yourself would be affected once you get into a relationship. So, ayun, it's just taking your time and nobody's rushing you to get into a relationship. Hindi kayo judge ng mundo kung single ka. But on the other side of it, be open. Be open to change. Because sometimes, yun, dun ka mag-grow. Ayun, it's really that. Na, kasi I think a lot of the hugots and everything that we see on social media these days is parang being single is a sad thing. Being single is parang tatanda ka mag-isa or feeling mo kawawa ka naman mag-isa ka. It's not that. It's you just knowing what you deserve. You knowing kung ano ba talaga yung gusto mo. Kasi sa dami ng tao sa mundo, imposibleng wala dyan na may gusto sa'yo. But ang question is, yun ba yung gusto mo? Yun din ba yung gusto mo? Or yun din ba yung future na nakikita mo? Na yun yung tao na nakikita mo sa future mo. It's that eh. If you're not sure with yourself, my best advice would be, don't get into a relationship. Kasi kung naguguluhan ka ngayon, mas maguguluhan ka pag pumasok ka sa relationship. Yun yung biggest chunk of advice that works with a lot of people. Yeah.
Ako siguro maging advice ko. It's kind of like an expansion dun sa advice ni Julian. And of course, dun sa naging advice rin ni Athena. And I'm going to start it with this one. If you want to start getting into relationships, my advice is stop thinking long term first.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yes!
I have to stop thinking long term first because I think na That puts a lot of pressure in a relationship that isn't even conceived yet. Yung parang hindi pa napapanganak yung relationship, kailangan ikakasal na siya. Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
in relation to sa mga sinabi nila, no? You don't have to, yes, knowing yourself is a really a big process in terms of, you know, preparing yourself for a relationship. But I think a good starting point is where are you now in your life? No, that's a good thing to look at. Like for example, you know, hypothetically, I'm single right now. Hypothetically, if I'm going to look for a relationship, the person that I'm going to look for is, or the quality that I'm going to look for in a person is someone who's not feeling that they are running out of time with their calendar. Do you get what I mean? Parang, kailangan by age 35, andito na ako. Or by age 30, andito na ako. Because, currently, right now, wala pa sa horizon ko yung oh, I'm going to adopt kids, or I want to move back to the province, or I want to have a home and a car. Wala pa yun sa horizon ko. You know, yung building a white picket fence family, wala pa yun. Wala yun sa, ano ko ngayon, sa perspective ko now. Or maybe if I was younger, mga maybe 21, 20, siguro ang hahanapin ko, ang iisipin ko at that point. Right now, I just want to have fun with someone. Someone who just wants to, you know, muck around. If it evolves naturally from there, then I will allow it. But right now, this is what I need in my life. So I think in that way, while you're discovering yourself, also discover what are your needs right now. If you're 21, are you just looking for someone for something fun? Are you just looking for something casual? Or at 21, do you want someone who will not get in the way of your career? Or who will someone who will not be embittered if you choose your career? Diba? Depende yan sa pangangailangan mo. And those needs will change. But I think before you get into any type of relationship or any romantic relationship, you have to know where do you stand in your life. Aside from knowing yourself, no? That's very important, because what if yung person that you know you end up meeting is already at that stage we're in, I want to start a family, and you're not ready yet? Yeah. That's going to be hard. A second advice is which is to reevaluate you. Ay, yung isa kay Athena, ngayon yung kay Julia. Ngayon naman, it's to reevaluate the way we view our relationships, the way we view love. Often, kasi when we think of love, we think of it in the most, in romantic terms. When in fact, love takes many forms, as we all know. There's self-love, there's love for family, there's love of friends. And I think, try to think of it in those terms. Those are the loves that we need to cultivate. And how do you refuel yourself? By finding that love in other terms. In other sources, which is from your friends, from your families, and other stuff. The ones that I did mention. But most of all, it's something you're going to get from yourself. Because again, like I said, you know, and I speak from experience. Sometimes we give too much of ourselves. We give too much love for the other person, whether we mean to or not, and whether they meant to take it or not. And we end up with nothing in return. And that's why in every breakup, you feel spent, because everything that you have to give, you already gave away. And the ones that you were reserving for yourself, that's come and gone. Because nga naipamigay mo na siya. So in those situations, no, in the face of breakup, you have to re-energize yourself. Find a new hobby. And at the same time, I always remember na parang, if you are happy alone, if you can't be happy alone, then adding another person into the mix is not going to fix it.
True!
Tama yun.
Di mo dapat ginagawang complete, di ka dapat nakukompleto ng other person. Dapat complete on your own.
Yeah. I think more than finding someone that completes you, I think, ako, ang naging ano ko na is find someone that compliments you.
Yeah.
Hindi pong papuri, compliment. Someone na, you know, that adds value or is able, that is a good mix into your, ano, into your own world. Compliment, not complete. No? Because I think to me, that's a very dangerous situation to be in. Because if that's your perspective, should the unthinkable happen? Should the separation happen? Does that mean that you're incomplete? I don't think so.
True, mawawasa ka talaga kapag ganun, no?
And again, I guess this is speaking from experience. You cannot allow yourself to stay in that kind of mindset, because, you know, at the end of the day, whatever demons you're facing, whatever insecurities you're facing, you save you. It's not going to be the other way around. I think it was...
You can cannot save the other person.
Diba? No. I don't know if it's Maya Angelou or si Anais needs a bit. We cannot save people. You can only love them.
True.
Until they find the will within themselves to save themselves. No?
Yeah.
parang if you're busy looking out too much for other people, if you've been busy for the past few years with your partner, try revisiting some of your friends. Maybe they need the attention and the love just as much as you do. And maybe, you know, what love. Yung sa Fleabag, napanood niyo na ba yung Fleabag?
Di ako nananood.
Di ba?
Panoorin niya siya. There's this beautiful line there na wherein yung character yung Fleabag, no? Namatay yung mom niya. Tapos, she was at the dun sa cafe nung best friend niya. Sabi niya, nakatingin lang siya sa kawanan. Tapos sabi niya, I don't know, boo. I don't know what to do with it. Sabi, with what? With all the love I have for her. Tapos si Boo, yung character kasi ni Boo, hindi siya, she's not the brightest bulb, no? But every now and then she would say things in such a unique way that kind of put things into perspective. And sabi niya, I'll have it. Give it to me. It's a beautiful thing. Give it all to me. And I think those are the things that we need. And when I watched that scene, it kind of made me put it to perspective. It kind of made me think about, in all those times that I was always favoring my relationship, my partner, how many people ang na-abandon ko or ang na hindi ko napansin on the way, no? And I had, and that's why I think nung after nung one of my major breakups, that's why doon ako mas napapamessage sa mga tao, kumusta ka na, keme-keme, even those people that ang tagal-tagal ko na hindi kinausap, bila ako binalikan, kinumusta. Because, ano yun eh, aligaga ka eh. Kasi I think, just because nag-break up ka, hindi natatapos yung impulse, hindi na mamatay yung impulse mo to love. And I think that's part of yung pagkaaligaga mo. That's part of your restlessness. Because, kanino ko na ibibigay ito? Saan ko na siya dadalhin? Ano na yung, para saan ito? That conviction that I have so much love to give and I don't know where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to the people around you. You give it to the people who have been there for you despite all the things that happen. And I think that's a perspective na it's going to be hard to assume because I think all of us have been guilty with this. Madaling ma-tunnel vision when in a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow, sabi natin baklaan lang to episode na to.
Mami, umiiyak na ako. Charang!
What if umiiyak na lang ako dito, kuya?
What if magdabog na lang ako?
So ayan, mahabit bye. I hope nag-enjoy kayo. I think that's it for today's episode, no? But I hope nag-enjoy kayo at sana may mga napulot kayo sa ano. Again, Athena, shout out mo naman yung recipe na kinain mo today para marami rin kaming bawon sa susunod na kudaan. Ellen, kamusta Julia? Kamusta yung first kudaan mo with us?
Paano naman? Wow, very generic answer. Kasi nakikinig din naman ako kahit hindi nyo alam. Then nakikinig din naman ako. And it's really good to not only share your thoughts with people who view things the same way you do, but also getting things na you've never seen before or you've never noticed before. Kasi, like, syempre, as friends ko din naman talaga kayo, you get bits and pieces of yourselves from different people.
Yeah.
That's important and that's part of your growth. So ayun, it's very malaman at may nakuha naman akong sustansya.
Kasi ano din eh, parang alam mo na wala yung sasabihin ko. May point ako kanina. Pero I'm happy na ganyan yung naging experience mo for your first kudaan. Hopefully one of these days, one day soon we can do this live. No? Sa studio. Para recording artist na tayo lahat. Ayan. Ikaw, Tina, kamusta naman? How was today's kudaan for you?
I liked it because I liked the topic. Dabi ko pa.
kasi ikaw nagsuggest. Ayan. Sige, mga kapitbahay. Again, maraming salamat. Of course, gusto rin namin bigyan ng shoutout ang PNA. Maraming salamat sa pagtulong sa amin at pagsuporta sa amin all throughout. Mga PNA, kung pwede ka lang i-date this Valentine's Day, kayo na ang Valentine's namin. That's mga kapitbahay. In case wala pa kayong plano for Valentine's Day, pakinggan nyo kami. You can listen to our older episodes or if you want, you can also listen to our other co-affiliates. Just go to Podcast Network Asia's website. Ayan. Anything? Did I miss anything? Wala. Okay, so yeah, again, mga katbahay, kung may mga kwento kayo or may mga nagustuhan kayo sa today's episode or kung naku-curious kayo about kay Julia, just message us, tag us at Kudazzers, that's KUDAZZERS. Kung may gusto kayo share, you can DM us, or you can use the hashtag Kudakada. Ayan, mga katbahay. Shoutout nga pala, sino yung kuya na Seaman? Yung nasa
group.
Oh
my gosh, sorry po, na-late kami. Eto na, sana ma-entertain ka na namin sa bar ko.
Oo, kasi tangay na. Sabi, nagulat ako, one day may nagtag sa amin. Kudazzers, record na po kayo kasi wala na po kong pinapakinggan dito sa bar ko. Sorry na. So, yan. So, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you very much. And guys, again, please give a warm welcome to Julia Isidro.
Hi.
And maraming salamat again. This is Yudes.
Athena here.
And Julia.
And y'all just listen to Kudazzers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.